Monsignor Uzma, you're here working in the council with the Pentecostal movement or movements, and you attended earlier this month in Helsinki the second session of the sixth phase of the current dialogue, focused on charisms in the church, discernment. Let's talk a bit about this word, discernment, and what was the focus of your talks there?
One of the most important characteristics of the Pentecostal spirituality is the charisms as we found in the Bible. But immediately for us, the question is a charism valid or not? Therefore, the discernment came into the place, and we were talking about how you can recognize the source of a movement of the spirit. Is a good spirit or is a bad spirit? That's discernment.
So you're starting from two very different places. It seems as though perhaps there's very little common ground.
It seems that we are different, but surprisingly we recognize that we are quite near, because for us in the Bible we recognize that the Holy Spirit is acting, and the Holy Spirit, the way in which He is acting in our lives is through charisms and gifts. Therefore, we are having that. Maybe for Pentecostal that was not very clear, but they recognize also that we have a common ground, and we also explore that discernment as such is a common ground also because we have a common history.
Tell us a little bit about this common history, because I think on the whole most people know very little about it.
Pentecostal movement started only in 1906, and they will contend that Pentecostals were arisen from a spiritual experience that recover for the church something that has been lost in the third century. Therefore, the experience of Pentecost that is described in Acts of the Apostles, with all the elements, gifts and charisms that are described by St. Paul in the 1 Corinthians, they consider that was normal in the church after the 4th century disappear, and there were some moments in the church in which we have these charismatic people. On the 1906, on the 20th century, that experience were lead again into the body of Christ, and they will consider that as Pentecostal movement. Catholics will contend and will affirm that the Holy Spirit always has been in the church, that the charisms always has been in the church, and that the church and the Christians and Catholics precisely are living through these graces. At times the church is more charismatic in their expressions. At times we are having also the sign of sin, but always we cannot say that the church has not without the Spirit. That's impossible.
And yet, do you feel that this focus on the Spirit is something that the Catholic Church can learn a lot from?
We are learning a lot from them. In fact, we are also recognizing that the charismatic movement within the Catholic Church is also a way of receiving the gift of a specific spirituality that is given by the classical Pentecostals to the Catholic Church. On the other side, we are also recognizing that we need to look at the Bible together and to all the Bible. We cannot fix only on the 1 Corinthians, even though it's quite important, but we need to see that 1 Corinthians in the overall New Testament, and in the topic of discernment, we can also, we need to look at the discernment in the Bible, not only as the gift of discernment of the Spirit, which is maybe the most interesting point. Pentecostals will tend to emphasize only the gift of discernment of the Spirit. Catholics will look at the discernment process, in which discernment of the spirits is included.
This is not a dialogue that is focused on establishing structural unity. My question is therefore, how do you measure progress in this dialogue?
That's very important for us because classical Pentecostals and Catholics all through the world are having a very difficult relationships. We must say that hatred, misunderstandings, even violence in some places are still happening.
For example?
For example, people that will hate Catholics because they are Catholics, and we will hear that we are not Christians. Or Catholics who are hating Pentecostals, and they will name them as, label them as sects or tambourines or hallelujahs. So there is a lot of violence. The dialogue is helping us to first recognize who we are, recognize how the gospel is embodying in our own constituencies and traditions, sharing our own spirituality, and trying to overcome misunderstandings and to see the way forward for the gospel, because we are Christians. Therefore, Pentecostals can say Catholics are Christians, and Catholics can say Pentecostals are not only fundamentalists, they are Christians that have a specific role in the body of Christ.
It's one of the fastest growing parts of the Christian world, isn't it? In all the continents.
We talk about Pentecostalization of Christianity, and this is one of the most important phenomena in the 20th century. If you think about numbers, they will claim to have 600 million. Therefore, in 100 years, they pass from zero to 600 million, means they are growing fastest. What does it mean for the Christian faith, and what does it mean for the Catholic Church as such is something that we need to refer and to think about at different levels. At pastoral level, because normally the people in the pews and the pastors and all the pastoral people in the parishes are dealing with something that is important, but also theologically and spiritually, on the spiritual level, because we need to understand what are the things that they are giving us as good examples, but also what are the risks we need to address.